So we thought we would get into the spirit of the season and scare the P1s with some short stories.
Yeah, let's get some short stories. So we've had several members of our staff that have come up to us over the past week and said that they've had scary things that have happened to them. Mm-hmm. Sometimes during Halloween, sometimes just in their childhood. And so I figured we'd get them to come in here and tell the stories. That sound like a good idea to you guys?
Sounds like a great idea to me.
Yeah, let's turn
some scary music going here.
Step on up to the microphone. What's your name, ma'am? Get right up into that microphone. I know you're very scared. Cheryl. Oh, this is the lovely Cheryl. Old friend of ours here has worked at the ticket for how many years now?
15.
15 years. I was going to say 10.
She works in traffic.
I love the costume. Look at that.
She's got a traffic light on the front.
And the lights are lit up.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right, Cheryl, go ahead and tell us your scary story that happened to you.
Okay. Hey, musers. It's such a pleasure to be with you guys. I'm nervous because I love you all so much.
Oh, that's okay, Cheryl.
That's nice.
Plus, what I'm about to tell you is so scary, it has never been heard by anyone on the planet.
Oh, wow.
Man. Sounds scary.
It still totally freaks me out whenever I think about it. In fact, right now, I'm letting a little urine leak out. Anyway. Anyway, my brother and I grew up in America near an old Indian burial ground.
Very generic.
As kids, we would always hear stories about Crazy Charlie, who was supposedly the ghost haunting the burial ground. One night, my brother said, "Let's go out to the burial ground at midnight." Sure enough, at midnight, we went out there. There was a freshly dug grave laying under the silver moonlight.
Wow, scary.
Yeah. My brother said we should climb in it. I said, no way. Suddenly, we heard Crazy Charlie coming. My brother panicked and jumped in the grave to hide. He wanted me to also jump in, but I wouldn't. Suddenly, the grave collapsed on him.
Oh, my.
Yes. As the dirt filled the hole, it revealed a tombstone already pre-written by my brother's with my brother's name on it.
Whoa, man. Creepy.
I know. I freaked out.
Yeah.
Crazy Charlie was getting closer, so I ran into his arms, and he comforted me about my brother's death.
Sweet. What?
We later got married and had three kids. And he now works for the Guitar Center in Plano.
Oh, wow.
The moral of the story, never leave your cats alone with gang members.
That's the
moral. I guess
moral.
I don't understand, Cheryl, but thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Just having a lightning strike right as she delivered that.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Thank you. That was very scary.
That's really creepy.
All right. Who do we have here? Who's coming up next? What's your name?
My name is Becky.
Oh, it's Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hey, Becky. How are you? I understand that you have a pretty creepy story you want to share with us.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, right in there.
Right in there.
Yeah, stand right up close to it there.
Hey.
I know you're scared.
I am scared.
Okay, what's your story?
Hey, musers.
Hey.
It's such a pleasure to be on with you guys.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, thanks.
I'm nervous because I love you all so much.
Sounds very familiar
Thank
to
you.
Me. But...
Plus, what I'm about to tell you is so scary, it has never been heard by anyone on the planet.
Speed it up. We got a lot of text to get through here.
It still totally freaks me out whenever I think about it.
Uh-huh.
In fact, right now, I'm letting a little urine leak out into my panties.
Oh,
anyway... The year was 1973. I was making out with this guy in the back of his 1957 Yugo.
That's impossible.
Oh, gosh. When all of a sudden, we heard a scratching sound from the gas tank. It kept getting louder with every new base we went to. When he began honking my boobs, the scratching was loud. When he got to third base, the scratching was unbearable. It was then when I looked at my arms and noticed there were scratches all over them.
Oh, my. Mm.
Then he held up his hands, and there was blood all over them.
Oh, no.
Man.
He said, "Oh, my God, the monster has injured me." I said, no, not really. I guess it's just a bad time to be going to third base with me.
Oh, no.
He understood.
Gee, I wonder who wrote this.
And I knew he would. He was a therapist at my dad's practice.
Oh, misunderstanding.
Remember, this happened way back when guys couldn't vote.
What?
I don't remember.
I mean,
that.
When gays couldn't vote.
We had more? That.
I don't know if that's accurate.
No.
Moral of the story, if you even think you are in the middle of your lunar cycle, warn the guy.
Oh, okay.
That's also a very scary story.
Very frightening story. Yeah,
thank you for sharing.
All right. Who do we have here?
Casey.
Oh, what are you changing your name for?
Christina.
Oh, it's Christina.
Oh, hi, Christina.
I know her.
How long you worked up here at the station?
A little too long. No, just 3 years.
3 years,
yeah.
Okay. I understand, Christina, that you have a scary story
that
happened to you. Would
yeah.
you mind you sharing that with us, you know? It's getting close to howling.
Okay. Hey, musers. It's
oh,
such
hey.
It's such
said hi to you.
Yeah, well, it's such a pleasure to be on with you guys. I'm a little nervous because I love you guys so much.
Oh, thank you.
Plus, what I'm about to tell you is so scary. It's never been heard by anyone on the planet.
Oh.
And it still totally freaks me out whenever I think about it. In okay. fact, right now, I'm letting a little urine leak out of my panties. Anyway, I should have known better than to go on the cat killing spree, but you know how kids are.
Oh, well,
this was back in the 80s before we knew how bad meth was bad for you. Anyways, we had this old painting hanging in our house, and I always felt that the eyes were following me. Hmm. Well, on Halloween of my senior year in the 80s, as I was changing into my slutty nurse costume, I noticed the painting was not only staring, but groaning, too. I was so freaked out. Fortunately, I was also emboldened by the jug of grain alcohol I had drunk throughout the evening. So I walked over to the painting, and I ripped it off the wall. I got the shock of my life when my stepdad began apologizing profusely from the little compartment he had carved in the wall behind our painting of General Lee.
General Lee?
The moral of the story, never trust a Puerto Rican with your life savings.
How is that the moral of the story?
It's a good moral.
I don't know, but...
That's very scary. Thank
good.
You.
Yes, scared
thank you.
Me.
Very frightening. Wow, those are some amazing tales. Thank you, ladies.
I'm not going to sleep tonight.
I'm not either.
Well, happy Halloween, everybody. Be careful out there.